We're recording.
All right, back in session from recess, looking at BOE number 2018-24, Gulfview Drive. Mr. Ruta, would you like to come on up to the podium?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
I'm Dan Ruta, 245 South Wildwood Drive. So I'm here to talk about the golf course. I don't have an appraisal, and I know it's what you guys like, but I'm going to try to convince you that I wouldn't tell you anything. I do have financials. I would like to get them back because I really would like them out all over the county, but I do have financials for the last 3 years that I'll be glad to share with you. You can look at them as much as you'd like.
I'll have somebody make copies. You want to call somebody?
No, I have copies.
Okay.
So basically, I have the last,
Dan, just to let you know, you keep one set for the record.
Okay.
And unless somebody asks specifically for it, it's not.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Nothing's confidential anyway.
Not with the government. Not supposed to be.
Dan, just to clarify before duties, you've got obviously five different parcels here. Are they all golf courses?
Yeah, in fact, I might have missed one in that. So the total taxes, there's the last 3 years. Total taxes on the golf course, correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck, it's $28,000 and some dollars, which includes the clubhouse. Okay. The way golf courses, and there's supposed to be 3 years here, guys, if I missed something on anybody, let me know. Okay. So there's three sets.
Thank you.
As you can tell, each of the last 3 years, we've lost money operationally. Okay, I think we're doing as well as any golf course in town, but they cost a lot to build, and they cost even more to maintain. Okay, we work at it really hard. I think we're probably losing less money than anybody else in town. But, so, anyway, with all that said, so I show, there's a parcel, 022, 18.81 acres, 001, 14.39 acres, 001, one is 007, 001, one is 001, 001, 42 acres, 002, 003 is 38 acres, and then 6 acres including the clubhouse. And they total up to $28,000 of tax. If you really look at it all, of the $28,000, I don't have it exactly broke out, but I'm guessing somewhere between 15 and 20 of the 22,000 is the clubhouse, okay? Which is partly due to, Chuck probably knows all those numbers off the top of his head. I don't. Part of that is because it's zoned commercial, okay? So did everybody get all 3 years of income statements?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, of the 6 acres on the clubhouse is 17,000 of the almost 29,000 of tax. Okay. So here's my deal. One is we're losing money. Don't have to explain anymore. That's cash. That's not depreciation on there. It is what it is. I work at it pretty darn hard. We do 22,000 rounds of golf. I think about it every day. I got really talented people. I think I have the best people in town, including Johnny's people, and he probably pays more, okay? I guess all I'm saying by that is we're not treating it as a stepchild and not trying to take care of it. So there's no doubt in my mind we do more rounds than anybody else. To talk about the appraisal, okay, obviously there's Johnny and Branson Hills they charge more per round. But, you know, we still average about $40 a round, which if you go around golf courses around the country, it's not terrible. So why did I not bring in an appraisal? One is, as you guys know, it cost me $25,000 or $30,000. Two, I don't think it'd tell me anything. I've talked to Rick Huffman and Mark Williams. They brought in an appraisal 2 years ago, which you guys probably have. It showed $1.8 million, and you guys backed it off to $2.2 million. And without their SID, because their SID is on their clubhouse, they pay about $28,000 in taxes too. So you might say, well, Rudy, what are you complaining about? We've already tried this deal, and you know, we must have agreed to it. So my comment is that, one, they don't make money, so I don't know how you value anything. Two is I guess I'm gonna take issue with Chuck. If you want to call something commercial, the best way to value something that's commercial is based on cash flow. Okay? So I told Chuck, I said, well, then, you know, decide what you are. You can't be half pregnant. So if you're going to make it commercial, then it must not be worth anything because it loses money. Okay? And if you're not, and I'm saying that it's residential, okay, because it's part of the golf course, and Houdini can't split them, or they'd be worth less than nothing, right? Because nobody, you know, you got to have a clubhouse to check into golf. Right, everybody thinks that you do, and you got to have a little snack bar that doesn't make any money to check into golf. So anyway, that's really my issues. I have a little summary here, guys. You can have if you want one.
Sorry. Well, I'm just writing down a couple specific numbers here.
Here you go. I think probably it'll answer what you have. Didn't have one for you.
Ish.
Okay. So. My comment is,
thank you.
One, seems to me it doesn't make from a business standpoint, and I, you know, tax code's one thing. From a business standpoint, it is either or it isn't, right? Number, you know, it's absolutely a foregone conclusion that it loses money. I think I lose less money than anybody else in town. And I'm saying golf courses aren't worth anything. I can tell you right now that if I could sell the darn thing, I'd sell it. Okay? You'd say, oh, bull hockey, Ruta. Well, I would. So until 2008, everybody knows, sitting at this table, I used to sell condos because of the golf course. Gave it some value. Okay, I have not built a single, not one, new condo in Thousand Hills since 2008. Quick little math, that'd be 10 years. So I've sat there, and all of those other little pieces around that golf course that Chuck thinks are worth so damn much, all I do is pay taxes on them. Okay, there's about 25 acres around the golf course, and most of them I pay from, I don't know, $2,000 to $5,000, probably about $30,000 or $40,000 of those around there. Okay, so my problem is that land has become worth, I don't think Chuck could even deny this, a fraction of what it was worth pre-2008. There's no use for it, right? The reason I'm not building on them, because I don't owe any debt on the golf course, or I don't owe any debt on the land, the reason I'm not building on them, and even though I have it paid for, and even though I have infrastructure, is that the vertical cost of construction on multifamily on condos is more than you can get out of market value today. So one is, it keeps me from liquidating it via production, and it keeps me from selling it, because why would a user want it? It all comes back to, you know, so I keep paying taxes, okay? Now, I'm not saying that that land is not worth anything. I think it's worth less than Chuck thinks it is, okay? But I can't deny it. And when stuff doesn't sell for 10 years, the bank regulators that go to all the banks, as you guys probably all know, they require those banks to take it down to zero. Because they're saying if you can't liquidate it in 10 years, it must not be worth anything. It doesn't produce any money. So anyway, my whole comment with all this is, one is I'm paying $28,000, okay, and I have been for now 25 years or more. It used to be a little higher than that, okay. It's a lot of money on a golf course that loses money every year. I used to do it because I'd build and sell 50 to 75 condos a year and made money on them until 2008. Since then, I can't do that either, okay. It's hard to sell the land because nobody else can figure out how to make money on it. The only condos that have been built in town are timeshare condos in the last 10 years, roughly. Okay? Obviously, Stormy Point's out there building some. That's in Stone County, I think. Nantucket's out there building some in Stone County. Westgate's building some. Let's see. Wyndham's not. Diamond's been building a few. All these are timeshare guys. Okay. To the best of my knowledge, you know, there's been no condominiums, whatever. So my other reason, so that number one is we're losing money. Two is either it's commercial because Chuck says the code says it is, and if it's commercial, then it's worthless because based on cash flow, it's not worth anything because I'm losing money. In fact, you guys ought to pay me, but I'm probably not asking for that, Chuck. But quite frankly, I don't know how you can argue that. And Dan, sure, you don't need an appraisal to tell you that. Okay? So the next thing I guess I'm going to say is, okay, guys, you say, well, Ruta, that's just probably not fair. It doesn't make sense. Maybe it doesn't meet the smell test. I'm not getting too serious, guys, because I don't think it'd do me any good. But the second reason is that I guess I'd like you to all consider is that there's, Chuck can probably tell you, there's 800 plus or minus condos around that golf course. Built every one of them. Okay? And, you know, that market's been up and down. But the good thing is, I did build them, and every year, Chuck sends out statements and they pay taxes. Okay? And most of them pay between, Chuck, excuse me if I'm not wrong, but I'm going to guess the average is about $1,800, between $1,200 and $2,500 a piece. Is that about right, Chuck, depending on whether or not you rent them? Plus or minus, maybe you can't answer.
Are they interested?
No, they're not. Not 1,000 meals. So let's say they're, I'm going to say the average is between 1,500 and 1,800 times 800 of them. It's a powerful lot of money. Okay? So let's look at it another reason. The other reason I'm saying that I think there's a business and an ethical, and I think the law would say that it's reasonable, is that I think the golf course is overstated because it provides value to those condos. So let's just take it for easy figuring. Let's say that it's $1,200 a condo, which I'm telling you it's more than that, times 1,000 of them, just for easy figuring, it's a powerful lot of money. Okay? Just take 1,200 and add 1,000 onto that. It's $1,200,000 in taxes every year right now, coming in right here. Okay? And I'm saying that if I go and set up, I am frustrated, I'm tired of mowing that, I'm tired of watering it, I'm tired of putting fertilizer on it, and losing money every year, and I just let it grow up in weeds. Okay? I'm going to propose to Chuck that 90%, all of the smart people in those condos are going to say, Ruta just didn't treat us fair, he was a naughty boy, he was unethical, and my condo's worth half as much because I got a weed patch I look at. I don't think I'm too far wrong. Okay? Now it becomes, instead of a resort condominium, and possible for nightly rental, that Chuck charges 50% more too. Okay? You darn sure couldn't rent it because you'd be looking at a weed patch. It may be residential. Okay? So for all those reasons, I guess it's just something there. It's kind of like a swimming pool in any subdivision or anywhere else, and you don't put much value on it because although everybody likes it and it does add value to the units that you're already taxing, you can't sell it. I cannot sell the golf course separate from the rest of the development, separate from the clubhouse, okay? Because if I go to sell the clubhouse, okay, and I don't own, and I still own the golf course immediately, whatever it was worth as a unit, becomes worth a fraction of the amount, okay? The development land I go today and I try to sell it, okay, separate from the golf course. So now, let's say you guys bought the golf course and the clubhouse, and you don't own the development land around it, and you got to lose an asset. Boy, that doesn't sound like you'd pay very much for it. Okay? And the other side, the reason that it was all one unit pre-2008 and it had value was that it was my trap. People liked the golf course. They saw value in it. It added appreciation. It added beauty. Other people wanted to see it. It added value. Okay? You might say, well, Ruta, that's stupid. Johnny Morris is building golf courses out there like candy. There's not a person in this room that thinks that makes any economic sense. It doesn't. What he's trying to do is something he's making, and good for him. He can do it. He deserves it. Good for him. But he's making a powerful lot of money with his stores, and he wants to build something. This is his home, and he wants to build a legacy, and I don't think there's anybody in the room that will deny that that's the only reason that he's doing what he's doing out there, because it makes no economic sense. Okay? So you can't, you think I like it? We don't, I mean, golf is a dwindling pastime. Okay? Every year in the United States, for the last 12 years, Chuck, look this up, there's been on average 50 golf courses closed. Okay? I don't think that surprises anybody. So that probably tells you they're getting worthless every year, with the exception of the very nicest ones. Okay? Why is that? There's too many other things to do with our free time. And anybody that's under 30, it's too hard to learn, and it takes too much time, and it's hot, and you can't do it with your finger on a computer. Okay? It's not a game. So, it doesn't look very rosy going forward. I'd like to say, boy, if I just paddle a little harder and a little longer, it'll get better. I don't think it's going to get any better. Okay? So, anyway, for all those reasons, fourth reason, whatever I'm going to say here, is that, I don't know, because I didn't look, but I did go back and look what Huffman and Williams are paying up there, okay? Next to Johnny, the only people that are trying to do it for profit or doing something that makes profit sense, I guess. The nicest deal in town, okay? They spent, I'm sure you can go back and look at it. Don't think I'm telling you anything that most of you probably don't know or heard or suspected. And you can go back and look at the record when Rick was over here. They spent $30 million on Branson Hills on the golf course and the clubhouse. $30 million. And they got an appraisal in the last 2 years for 1.8, and you guys said, it's got to be worth more than that. It's got to be worth 2.2. Okay? So my comment is, I spent $10 million. Okay? Well, his must be worth three times more. So my comment is, if you can't do anything, then take it down to a third of what Huffman's is, because he spent three times as much. He was three times smarter than me. Okay? I'm just telling you, guys, you got it too high. You know, I think the clubhouse is wrong, and I think that it's overvalued. So, I'm going to say it again when I started out. I don't have an appraisal, but if you think that I'm going to bring it in here and that I'm going to get some appraisal that's going to tell you anything materially different than what I said, I think you're crazy. The reason, in my opinion, and I don't think any of you deny this, when Huffman and Williams went and got Branson Hills appraised is you'd have to say, I mean, you go up there, I'm sure everybody in this room's driven around it, it's one nice thing. And you look at it, I mean, the clubhouse alone they spent, Chuck probably knows, because I'm sure Huffman would have shared with him or did, between $5 and $7 million on that clubhouse. Okay? I mean, I don't know what you do with it today. I mean, as soon as he got done, because I don't know how you change the use for it, but the day that it got done, if it wasn't a golf clubhouse, which comes back to my point, it was worth something under $1 million. I mean, I cannot think, and I'm pretty creative, of a thing, a use that I could change it that would make that clubhouse that he spent $7 million or $6 million on it, the day he built it worth more than $1 million, when he built it and things were still going good. Yeah. With it not being a clubhouse. So that's my comment.
Sure. So Dan, what is your request to change it to?
Well, here's my comment. I really think that they're twice too high. Okay? So, you know.
Now, which is this our request numbers right here?
Mike?
I've added them up, Jeff, and I think I've got it right. The five parcels he's asking to value at $830,000, and we've got them valued currently at 2.1 million.
That's correct. 2.137.
Correct.
Which is on this sheet right here, gentlemen. Yeah.
Which one?
This sheet, that last one I gave out.
Okay.
That's a little summary, Jeff. I didn't.
There's a lot of numbers here.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys like numbers, you know? I'm going to get up here and give you a sales pitch, and I know at the end of the day, if I didn't bring any numbers, you'd all say, well, Rudy, that was a nice sales pitch, but put some fodder where your mouth is. So.
Okay. And I appreciate you coming and sharing, and we definitely, you know, I totally understand. I think we understand the investment that you have put into not only just this area, but all over the area, which has raised our tax base, and we do appreciate that. Trying to wrap our head around this, and you gave a great explanation. We just have to have something that would give a basis to give us a number.
Well, and I'm going to say it again, okay? One, if you're Chuck is putting the clubhouse in there on a commercial basis, which I'm telling you is $15,000 of the $29,000. Okay, and I'm saying I can't break the two up, and it's not making any money. So one, if you're going to put it as commercial, then do it, look at it as income, and it's worth nothing. So put it on there at $10 or $100 or $1,000 if you want to leave it commercial because that's what the code says. Fine, I'm fine with that. Okay? If you're saying, oh, no, I am, the code, they don't really understand, you can't break up a clubhouse from the golf course, then put it on there as residential, but put it on at a more reasonable value. So what I'm saying is Chuck is a smart guy. As soon as I leave this room, he can tell you 10 ways you can get her down to half as much as that I'm currently paying and justify it. So
on the first one, this is getting a point of clarity for numbers here. So it's the I know this, we're talking a bulk amount, but just breaking them down, you got a copy of that too, don't you? So currently evaluation on the first one here, BOE number 2018-24, it's currently evaluated at 206-102. You're asking for 197-729.
That's been for half of that, right?
I just said, I was trying to get the taxes to half. How we
25.
Do it, what's the fairest way, what's the way that makes sense, what's the way that keeps somebody, the regulators, from jumping on Chuck. I don't care how to do it. Right?
So,
103.051.
Okay.
You're asking for half. I get that. And I was following everything that you were talking about as far as your value and why you're stuck and you can't use the property because nobody's buying condos. I hear you. One of my questions is, oftentimes the golf courses end up going, developer gets them to the HOA to use. What's happening there?
Okay. Great question. So, Point Royal, Stonebridge, okay, Branson Hills all started out to be country clubs. Okay? And pretty much were sold as they were going to be private country clubs, and the HOA was going to take care of them and subsidize them. Okay? They got open, and every one of them, without exception, said, hell, we're in a tourist destination. We're tired of subsidizing these things. Let's make them what they call semi-private, which is another way to say they're public, right? It means try to help subsidize to keep the people that play there all the time and live there and like golf a lot, okay, which is, by the way, only, I'll finish my comment. So the answer is that I did it differently because I thought I'm in the center of town. Okay? I'm thinking I'm smart. Why don't I keep it because I can generate money? And you have to remember, I built the golf course. I started at 93. Point Royal and Holiday Hills and Stonebridge started about 5 months after I started. Had three golf courses. I'm saying I'm the only one in town. Golf still hadn't started declining. My projections when I started the golf course was I was going to do twice as much revenue as I'm doing. Okay? Obviously the world changed. Right? More golf courses got built. Johnny came to town and said, watch out boys, I don't have to play by the same rules. Good for him, and he doesn't. Okay? So my comment is, I did the deal as a daily fee course. So every one of the condos that I went to, and there's, as Chuck knows, there's whatever, pick a number, 10, 12 different subdivision neighborhoods. Each of them is their own condominium. You know this. Is their own condominium, separate legal entity, separate POA, if you will, COAs and condos.
So there's no one big?
There's no master. And I set them up for a daily fee course. Okay, Mr. Owner, you don't have to pay for the golf course. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you know, when you have a losing asset like that today, I can talk pretty good, and I think I can come up with some pretty good spins and pitches, and at the same time I try to tell the truth, because I don't think I can talk them into subsidizing it when they don't have to. And I can tell you, even at this stage of time, quite frankly, if I went and said, boys, I'm tired of paying for it, I'm going to shut it down, maybe I could get them to come in there, but I'd have to give it to them. And probably at the end of the day, because I can tell you, which I was going to say, which is one of the other problems of the golf industry, is that only look it up on the internet, only about 7% of the population in the country plays golf more than three times a year that would say they're a golfer.
Wow.
Okay? And under 4% of the people that come to Branson, under 4% of the people that come to Branson play golf. So when we go, as we all know, the number of tourists...
You don't think you can... Because of that, you don't think there's any way that they would ever do that?
I don't think there's...
Not enough of them play golf, even though they've already...
Exactly correct. And so they're saying, shut it down, Rita, we don't... And you know what also happens? Chuck probably knows this, he's probably seen enough of them come in his office. But pre-2008, a couple came in our office, but this is answering, I'm not trying to make it too long, a couple come in the office, they were 45 to 65 year old, they worked their tails off, they were entrepreneurs, made a little money, and or they were business people, and they came in there, and Mama said, honey, we're going to start taking some time off, you're buying this condo from me, because we're going to come down here, and I can envision we're going to bring all the kids and the grandkids, because we're going to bribe them, to come to Branson and stay with us. And Daddy said, well, if you can rent a little bit, kind of pay for most of it, won't make a lot of money, that's okay, honey, I'll do that for you. 10 years later, okay, unfortunately, as we all know, Chuck can testify to this, is they were worth 50 to 60 cents of what they were pre-2008. Today, they may be up to 70%, okay, still less than I could build them for. And, you know, kind of the luster, it's kind of like taking that girl to the prom. She looked awful good on the prom, but about the 10th anniversary, you got to fall in love with her. She doesn't look so pretty, right? So it's kind of the same with the condo.
I understand. What's your thought? Go ahead.
I've been married 20 years still.
You fell in love. You got to fall in love.
42 for me.
Chuck, how many for you?
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
45.
I knew you were close.
45.
What are some of the other evaluations that of the golf courses? I'm asking them to bring up a couple other ones, if we could look at that.
Give us an example. Which one?
Well, evidently, I mean, you're looking at Branson Hills and Hills. Point Royale.
Yeah, can you, I don't know if you can, if you got different, I mean, why we have five parcels, I don't really know, Chuck.
I think it's the mapping, the sections.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you're going to have the same problem, to your point, of everybody else, trying to put them together. Because it makes no sense.
Well, you have your predominant ones, and I'm looking at yours, you know, the different pieces. And does this include your building, your office building on top, on by the course?
That's in the clubhouse.
Okay.
And I'm paying, in those numbers that you got, I'm paying rent because the golf course owns it.
Okay.
I pay market rent to them, and that's still the number that they have. Okay.
Do you get along with your landlord?
He is one nice guy.
Is that right?
Dan, I hesitate to ask, but I will anyway. And looking at it, we've got land values at like $9,400 or $10,000 an acre.
Okay.
What do you say about that? Too high, too low, right on target?
Well, we've got some people in here in real estate. Could I, and let's think about really what Thousand Hills, does everybody... Everybody's been on it or played it, hopefully. Obviously, we built the golf course down the holler, right? Do I think... I mean, Chuck, I don't know. I mean, because if you change the use, so, I mean, to what I'm saying is a golf course, it's not worth that by any means. And I'm saying if you change the use today and Now you've got condos that are around it, and you started going to build something else down below it. I don't know how that works, but
I wasn't fishing for anything.
No, I'm just
curious what you thought about it.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you a lot about what land is and tell you what I've been paying for it, and I'll tell you something else. The only thing that land is really multifamily today is trying to do some apartments, and there haven't been a lot of apartments built recently either. So.
Well, is that one, can you? I would, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I was curious when this happened. I went to Holiday Hills, and he has appraised basically the same thing, pretty close to the same thing as yours is.
I'm sorry, the same as mine, or?
Yes, assessed.
Okay. And my comment is, Chuck's job. Chuck's school said I need money. The county says I need money. Chuck says, well, I better keep them all the same, because otherwise Rudy will be in here and says, well, those boys are cheaper. I'm going to do them all the same. It doesn't mean that any of them are right or that he can justify them. It just means that's what he's got away with till now.
I have not worked golf courses. I listened to you a year or two ago and put it on my list, but I have not worked golf courses.
So, and Chuck's, he's got a job to do.
And Dan, I follow y'all through. I get what it is and what the problem is here. My biggest concern is a citizen board and not having an appraisal from somebody, because they tell us basically what we can hear and what we can. I mean, we've kind of got some directives here as a civilian board, and I'm not sure I know how to value them. And so
I get it.
I guess what I'm wondering from our standpoint, if it could not be smarter to have somebody like the tax commission look at this, because I mean, it probably benefit. I mean, if you haven't had any experience with it either as the assessor.
I guess my one comment to it, yes, which was part of the reason I went through, I don't care how you get there,
right,
is I'm coming through and saying, guys, okay, follow your own dictate. If it's commercial, then value it at zero in that clubhouse, and you get there right then, because it ain't worth anything if I can't separate them. And if I can separate them, and we're going to start talking about pieces, okay, because here's the other side. He has a responsibility to maximize the taxes overall, I think, at the end of the day.
My job is to get fair market value on each property.
Okay. So then if that's the case, Chuck, if that Thousand Hills does not have a golf course, you want to change it and start liquidating the $10,000, I'm proposing to you, and I don't think anybody's going to argue with me, that those condos will drop somewhere between 30 and 50% if the golf course is not there. And he's valuing those condos at market because he gets data all the time. So I'm telling you, that's $250,000 to $500,000 a year.
I hear you. I'm just wondering what it is that we can.
We have to have some kind of basis to give an evaluation. And I have no doubt that the golf course business, obviously you provided evidence that say the business is down. We just have to have some form of number to solidify to lower that from 2.137 million for these parcels to whether it's 830,000 or somewhere in between. I have no doubt that that's a strong number. As a board, we have to have some kind of basis to do that. Because I would...
And I'm thinking that some boards in the past have just kind of flipped a coin or flipped a baby or done something like that, and maybe it's just the lawyer in me, but we're trying to set some sort of precedent from the standpoint of having a... They've instructed us we got to have a basis. You've given us a basis, in my opinion, to lower it, but I don't know how to come to a figure on this.
Right.
Well, and I guess all I'm telling you is, I'm going to say it again. Okay? If it's damn commercial, then base it based on income. Okay? And you'll get there. That's number one. Number two is, if you guys think for a second, I think everybody in this room knows, let's just take Branson Hills. Okay? They went out there and spent $1 zillion. Okay? Spent $30 million on the clubhouse and the golf course. Plus have a great big SID that's in financial trouble. Don't think that's anything confidential. You got all the lots that are unsold up there that Harvest is in control of them and hasn't foreclosed. Okay? Huffman's already bought their guarantee out of them. Right? And they haven't foreclosed. Why? Because they don't want to pay the SID taxes and they don't want to pay the POA dues because they won't be the declarant. My comment is, if you think, well, I went there, that doesn't really matter. Okay? I'm telling you, they're not viable. And he's giving them back as quick as he can. The point is, if you think Rick Huffman wouldn't sell that golf course up there, if he could, he dang sure would. He has no economic upside. But he can't sell the darn thing.
I am not disagreeing. My problem is what is that point? Because it's even if it's losing money, it's got some value. You can't.
I don't think I asked you to go to zero.
Yeah, you did not. And what we can go to is more of my concern is how do I get to that figure as a board? And I hate to say it, but they haven't given us enough.
And I guess here's what I'm going to say.
They haven't given us enough.
Okay. What I'm going to say is I think there's a lot more substantive evidence here today that says you're too high. And just because you don't know where to go to or how low to go to doesn't mean you shouldn't lower. So, of course, I'm a taxpayer.
Well, and understand we're not doing anything whether we decided it or not.
I understand.
You have the ability to present anything you want still to the tax commission. We're not limiting.
Yeah, I know.
You have to go to the tax commission.
There's only so many hours in the day. You know.
I get you.
As Chuck can tell, I haven't been over here to talk about this in forever, so.
Was it last year or year before we talked about this?
Not here.
Not in this, but you and I.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been trying to convince you.
But I mean, we've only talked about it once that I remember.
Yeah.
And Dan, if, from our instructions that we have, I mean, if we just had, we can have, we don't just have to have an appraisal. I mean, if we had an appraisal, that'd be great just so that we could hang our hat on it. But also, we can have a real estate broker's commission or a market analysis. But the things that you're talking about make perfect sense to me.
All I'm saying, guys, what I just gave you was a business analysis. I'm a real estate broker.
Yeah.
Okay? And I feel the pain of owning it, so.
Sure. Okay.
Anyway. I appreciate your effort. So. Anybody have any more questions? I can say the same thing. I don't know that I can add any more to it.
Justin, do you have anything?
Yeah. I don't have any more questions right now. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good. I appreciate you guys doing this. So, anything else, Chuck?
I hesitate, but the appraisal that on Branson Hills was 1.8, was it you said?
Yes. Yep.
And this, we set it at 2 point something. Right?
2.
So
if they're paying almost exactly the same tax as I am, not counting.
How many acres are they?
That's
they have almost 50% more acres.
50%. Can we get some type of quantification on that?
Yeah.
And they paid $6 million for their clubhouse.
What people paid for it and
that's right.
That's my point. Yeah. I paid $10 million for mine, but yes, okay. It is about 50%.
People bought those lots for $100,000 plus. Okay. So I think anyway.
And that is that. What you're arguing there is potentially a discrimination claim, which would mean that you are paying as much as somebody with twice the acreage.
I think it's about 160. I think we are 115 to 19, and I think they're about 160.
That potentially gives us something to look at. So
I'm not a golfer, so the course itself, is it similar?
Well, I paid $10 million, they paid $30 million. I hope that Huffman's not that much worse of a businessman. So.
He's got more billboards, though, about the golf course. What is the number? Can you give me the number of acreage on this?
Take me a minute to go get it.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Even if we did lower it, I would encourage you to go to the task commission based on what you're telling me, because they might even lower more than we would.
Chuck, it's on this schedule at the top. Chuck can verify.
So 119.57.
Yeah, that's what I have.
So what is the total acreage of?
I don't know the exact number, but
can we get that?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
And the assessment of what we have it on that, and we'll divide it up by acreage.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go back to the office to get the other one.
Okay, we'll just
wait. Is it all on one parcel, I wonder? Branson Hill, did you have it up here?
Yeah.
It's divided up.
I can't imagine it's not just like us. I wasn't trying to run off, guys. I was just trying to be sensitive to your time, too. So.
Did you want me to look at Quadri Al, or do you think that's better?
Well, we have a...
I was going to say, if you need to go...
No, I don't need to go. I was only trying to be sensitive to you. I didn't want to be insensitive and sat up here and flopping my jaws.
Well, this is your business day in and day out, and obviously it's, important enough for you to take the time out to come to us.
Is 113 acres sound right for yours?
No, well,
he is on our
before the clubhouse. So it's 119, Chuck. This
with the clubhouse.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to be comparing it to a complex with the clubhouse.
Right. Okay. You want me to run and get that for you?
Please. Can you come? Go with that? What's your time?
What do you want to take up?
Well, we can take up the station. You guys need anything else for me and Chuck, or you guys can let me know. So.
Okay, we'll leave. You'll get a decision.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Right. So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I'm sure the next one's a person. Murphy or Uncle Chuck.
Do we have another
one?
Those are all
checks?
Okay.
Everything
all
over now? Yeah, that's the end of what we've got here.
Huh?
That's the end of what we've got here.
Well, Chuck added a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like he did last year.
Yeah.
Do we need ham?
No, but we need.
Oh, I
need Joe here for... For Dan's.
So I was showing 460.
For what? I need you here for Dan's.
I assume that you're going to move to do it on a ratio compared to that property. What about the other? In other words,
I think it would be reasonable.
Okay.
I just don't think that's.
Well, here's what I would say. We can get the figure here in a second, but we can still make a motion to reduce it by a comparative amount based on the acreage of the other property, of the golf course property that the other golf course property that he's evaluating.
I need a value.
Well,
we're going to get that. We're just trying to find a way to approach that fair.
In other words, but I'm also making this motion so that he can vote on it, and if he had to go, he could go. We could vote on, we'll reduce it based on the acreage and the comparative assessed value on that property, that we reduce this property by that same ratio, whatever they're paying for their total acreage.
Yeah, no, that's what the acreage amount divided by the assessment, current assessment, and take that per acre price.
Times his acreage.
And times his acreage. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that would be...
whatever it is. that would be the value that we would reduce it to.
As long as you have a dollar amount before you leave, because
we will. I was just trying to see if
you
have
to do. Well, you'd only be here at 4:30, right? 4:30 is your date?
He has to leave here
at 4.
You get back pretty quick.
Chuck!
Oh, tell me, really. I don't know why you need me to do this, because we've already discussed it, mostly you two, but you can simply make a motion right now that Chuck will turn to that. You will do the calculations based on the price per acres and reduce down to your cap.
Well, that was my motion, is to reduce it by the amount that we just discussed, or that ratio that we just discussed. And I think we're on the records, right?
Mm-hmm. So, to that order...
Well, if you wanted to second the motion...
Well, I'll second it. I don't believe it's necessary, because...
I don't have a motion.
No, you don't have a motion.
We're going to make a motion.
The motion is to take the assessed value of the...
The appraised value.
The appraised value of the... comparable golf or golf courses in Greenville. We know which golf course is, by the way.
Branson Hills.
We're going to take the assessed value of Branson Hills.
Praise.
Appraised value again. We're going to take the appraised value of Branson Hills divided by the number of acres, and whatever that number is, we're going to take that dollar value is, we're going to take that times the 119.57 acres of Thousand Hills to come up with its appraised value, and then reduce the appraised value by that amount.
Or put it to that amount if it's not a reduction. So just
it will be by that amount.
I'm sure it will be. But I don't think we need to say that we're lower until we know it's going to be
okay
that way. And I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
With respect to the other property, the Williams property, Old Hummel and our Gold Station, did you look at those numbers? Do you have any thoughts on that for you?
I'm a little conflicted on that because they're, like I said, they're trying to use the property that I think is no place near what that property is. And from what Chuck looked, it seems to me like he's pretty much in line with neighbor properties, so at least so far as the land is concerned.
I would have to agree.
94.12. Okay, well then maybe we just take them up both and then you can go.
Say again.
194.12 acres. And his was 113.5.
Got it all correct.
He had 119.57.
119.
Yeah, because that includes the clubhouse.
I'm not sure. I just looked at golf.
And what was the assess?
I looked at land. Well, it's assessed at 2.2.
2.2?
If he's correct, I'm quite sure.
Is it assessed or appraised?
Appraised, sorry.
Appraised, yeah.
Ten.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hey.
Can you stay and make a second of the motion on Williams property, because I use what property we just talked about?
Which property?
The Williams property. Can you second that motion if he's going to make it?
All right. Let's look for the number here.
2018.
All right. On BOE number 2018-10, I make a motion that we deny the change in the value.
I'll second.
I feel like I have to abstain.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One abstention. Ayes take it.
Thank you. And we can handle as a two-member board, we can handle the rest of the stuff that Chuck has. See you. Take care.
So, Joe, we'll see you next year. No.
2 years.
Well,
well they'll probably ask you back.
He was only 1 year.
I'm pretty sure it was farther.
We appreciate having you, Joe, and thanks for lunch.
Hey, what are those flames on your heels?
Are you coming up with a number?
I never did get the number.
2.2 million.
2.2 million.
Chuck, what did you have the other one that says that?
1,355,100.
Well, I think it was went through BOE at 2.2, according to Dan, and I think he's right.
I'm sorry?
2.2 million is what the BOE set Branson Hills at. Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Which works out.
And how many acres is that?
And that's 200 acres.
200? You said 194.12.
I didn't have the 6 acres for the golf or for the clubhouse.
And I just got all the math there, dude. What did you say, Chuck?
200.14.
So then that makes it 10,992.31.
I have 1,315,270. He has Mr. Ruda's acreage total, including all of them, was 119.57. You take that times $11,000, which comes out to be $1,315,270.
Times the 119.57 acres gives you 1,315,187, which is a $315,000 increase.
No. His current evaluation is 2,137,000.
I'm showing 1,000,000 on his total appraised value.
But you're looking at 2018-28. This is all parcels put together. The 24, the 20.
All parcels together is 2,137 per day.
Okay, we got to do it by individual parcels, is what you're saying.
No.
You come up with a number, we'll manipulate it around between the numbers.
I mean, I guess we can go acreage per amount. It's 11,000 an acre, or I guess a fraction. We can go 11,000 an acre. 11,000 an acre here, we'll just put it, we got the acreage right here.
2 million divided by 200,000.
Is 11,000. And 11,000 times 119.57. So, and he has his acreage breakdown right here.
I think it's an interesting question where that clubhouse is commercial too, but I guess.
Well, we're comparing it apples to apples because the other one has a clubhouse on it. Would you like us to put these in the BOE number with the exact acreage?
It's not necessarily acreage, but at least your final, what you want as the total appraised.
Okay.
For each one.
For each particular one. Well, that's the basis.
We can put that note, if you want that note, into the minutes. We can put it as a note, if that's how you came up with it. But then we need the actual for each parcel, because I have to justify parcels.
Well, I have parcel numbers right here.
No, I haven't heard. I didn't follow you. What are you doing?
Not up there, it's his acres.
Basically, you're taking...
The Branson Hills golf.
Branson Hills is 200 acres, 2.2 acres.
Correct.
Okay, that comes out to 11,000 acres.
Right.
Okay. Dan doesn't have 200 acres, he has 119
correct.
Acres. So we take that 11,000 times the 119 acres.
Right.
And that's the value.
Okay. The issue I've got is the commercial thing that he comes up with his golf course. Now you can come up with your number.
We're not changing the commercial, the amount.
Okay.
In other words, the other place you've got the same thing, right? You've got that 2 point or that 200 acres that includes the clubhouse, right?
The 2.2 million, I'm quite sure, is going to be the total value.
And maybe
500,000 of that 2.2 is a commercial value,
yeah.
And the 1.7 is residential value.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that the clubhouses are not nearly the same.
No, I'm saying that we've got an appraised value, whatever that number is. Then we've got that appraised value at a commercial rate part of it, and the other part of it is at a residential rate, which makes a big difference in the taxes.
In Branson Creek? Or, excuse me, in Branson Hills?
Both places.
The
clubhouse is on at whatever value at a commercial rate gives you a different assessment rate.
Can we just do the total for all five pieces?
If you want to do your acreage, that's fine. And then I can split it out.
I'll let you split it out.
Well, see, the problem is Chuck's not the one that's going to split it out. We've got to split it out in this program here, which we are given residential, agriculture, or commercial.
Okay,
that's it.
So
we have to do it by the parcel.
I think the question that the problem here is there any out on it being commercial? Is the clubhouse, can it be assessed residential rate?
No.
I don't think so.
Not if all the others.
So.
He appealed both value and class. So right. We have to make.
And you don't have to. You wouldn't have to do the class thing. I mean, if the statute's what it is, it's got to be commercial. If we're right on that, then you put a value in there, and to be equal with Branson Hills.
Well, Branson Hills, I mean, you're valuing on the commercial, you're doing it basically on the square footage.
Right, it's a building thing.
And Branson Hills is much bigger than his or not?
Probably, I don't know.
But we were looking at a comparable property. What price on a per acre basis?
If we were just doing golf course to golf course, there's no issue, I don't think. I think it's the problem. We've got a parcel here. Is the 200 all on one parcel, or is that a different parcel?
No, it's like his. It's broke out in four or five.
So there's only one parcel that's got a clubhouse.
Correct. Yeah.
So my suggestion is Chuck and I can sit down and do an Excel spreadsheet to compare as close as possible acreage and value for each one, and then you can take that information and come back and make your decision based on that. Which would mean you're going to have to meet another day. You can't get it done today.
Okay.
Or can you not, if we presented it all in nice written form for them, send it to them and they can do it over the phone? Save them having to come back if they don't want to?
No, I don't mind coming back for a brief. Don't we have to come back anyway for something brief that we have to do?
I don't know the answer to that, Chuck. I know the county commission can do it, but usually you have to have one member present.
I'm fine coming back very, very briefly.
I have to come back here at least once a week.
One of your court days?
Or whatever, so.
When you're having court, then maybe set it up. Before or after your court time.
It's so far over here from where you live.
Well, if y'all want us to take and compare the Branson Hills 2.2 and use your acreage, to come up with a deal.
Yes.
Can work on
let's
that.
Just let's.
You can't do it on the building. You're going to have to do the square footage of your building, Chuck, or you're not going to be comparing apples to apples.
Right. You'd also have to divide out the commercial part on the building, is what she's.
I hear you.
Yeah, because if he's got at Brains and Hills clubhouses twice the size of Dan Ruta's,
gotcha.
Then well, that's not a fair.
Let's table the motion, I guess, and just come back. In other words, we might have to vote on that motion. Well, he voted on it before to do it by a percentage.
But we do have quorum, so we can.
We can table, I guess.
But what you're saying is you want to use the 2.2 using the acreage to come up with a
correct. We just need to divide it up some way for the parcels.
I think
or can we, you know, I guess it can't be lumped all together. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think the directive is to make it equate it to Bransonville's.
I think that's a fair thing to do.
Based on square footage of the commercial and based on the acreage of the golf course.
Yeah, if everything else
I that's
is,
fair.
Looks like it all, the rest, well, you got some, yeah, the rest of it looks like it's all residential. If we can compare all the residential properties to all his residential properties, come up with a total of all his residential properties and what is assessed at per acre, for all those residentials, then we can bring that back. You can do your calculation on each one of these, and we can show you the math, and then you can decide if you like it or not. Then we can give you comparables. Rather than lump summing it is
okay.
Not going to work.
Well, I make a motion that we table 2018-24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. To another date, which we will reconvene at.
And do we have other stuff today that we're trying to do, or we have to do it? Are we going to do it?
We have next stuff to do today. If you don't care, if you want us to table it, we can. We can table everything else since it's already 4 o'clock. If you want to table everything else on the agenda, we can bring all of it back to you.
Yeah, let's. Okay, so I have a motion on the table for these. Do I have a second?
To table those. Second.
All right. Motion carry. All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. We're tabling 2018-24 through 28. And with that same thing in mind, I make a motion that we table the rest of our docket for the day. That would be 2018-29 through 2018-59.
Go to 64, because there's four more that was put on this morning that's not on.
It's not on your agenda.
To
2018-64.
All right.
Second.
Are all of those just corrections of some sort?
Splits or occupancy where we've added a structure on that didn't get added on before the book. Yeah.
I second tabling it. Do we have a specific date?
What would you guys like? Not tomorrow.
I'd prefer next week. Can we do that?
I do.
How about August 7th?
Yeah,
okay, that didn't work for you guys.
That was good, Jim.
Is July 26th too late? That's the following week.
We don't have anything on the agenda, do we, Wesley?
Not that I know of.
Trying to get there.
It's like 10 o'clock.
The 26th?
That's a Thursday.
Oh, is that training?
Is that training?
No,
the second.
Okay, so we're good then. Couldn't do it on training day either. We'd be dead then.
26th at 10. Can we do that?
Okay.
10 a.m. All right. We are tabling these till July 26th at 10 a.m. 2018. We are in recess.
Well, I need a vote on your table. I got a second.
Aye. Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, Dan was concerned about his financials. I guess he was.
Well, we can pitch him.
Yeah. We just need one second.